ولكن استنهض همتي للحديث مغالطات رئيسكم.
That's the voice of Osama bin Laden on the audio tape that was released yesterday by Al Jazeera. It's the first time he's been heard in more than a year. In the 10-minute speech that he gave, Mr. bin Laden offered Americans, quote, a long-term truce based on what he called fair conditions. Those involve getting out of Iraq, getting out of Afghanistan, and ending support for Israel. He also promised another attack soon on this country. With us is Daniel Benjamin. He's a former National Security Council official and a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. Daniel Benjamin, welcome to Day to Day. What do you make of this statement?
Well, first of all, as many have noted, it's a note to the world that bin Laden is alive. It may not be coincidental, although we don't know, that it comes just a few days after a missile strike in Pakistan that appears to have killed some senior al-Qaeda operatives, and so the organization may have wanted to put its most famous face forward to show that it is still operating intact and that the leadership is there. It appears the tape was made in December, but it is possible that it was released now to do that.
What does it mean when he says, I'm offering you a truce?
It doesn't mean much. I'm actually kind of struck by how overblown that discussion has been. Bin Laden has always suggested that there is some end state we could achieve of coexistence, but it would require fantastic and unimaginable sacrifices by the United States, in this case just pulling out of Iraq and Afghanistan. In an earlier iteration, it was pulling out of all Muslim countries, ending support for moderate Muslim leaders, and otherwise just backing all the way out of the world of Islam. This is a similar offer, which is to say it's not really an offer at all, and I'm just surprised anyone thinks much of it.
Well, it's not a serious offer to the United States, but maybe it is a message to the Islamic world. I guess it is. What do they make of that? What would they make of that?
Well, first of all, the tape is primarily aimed at the Muslim audience around the world. To a certain extent, the offer of a truce along these lines has a certain Islamic resonance because there's a history of tactical truces in the Quran. And it also underscores that bin Laden is a reasonable man and a world leader and not some wild-eyed fanatic, as most of us think of him. But the really important thing, I think, in the message is actually not so much what he's offering us as the way he's taking credit for a situation, especially in Iraq, that essentially puts him in a position to offer us this truce. In other words, he's saying, look at all the damage we've inflicted on you. We're the authors of your humiliation.
He's taking credit for the action of the entire insurgency in Iraq, saying, look, we're winning in Iraq.
Absolutely. That is precisely what he's saying. And he's saying, and my fingerprint is on that. I'm behind all this. It's another element of his claim for leadership in the Muslim world.
You know, it's a claim that the Bush administration, they might not argue.
Well, they certainly should argue, because the key element of any strategy against the terrorists is to separate extremists from moderates. And there are certainly plenty of people who are blowing up bombs in Iraq who might be pulled away from violent activity and brought into a negotiating process. Not the jihadists, certainly, but other Sunni nationalists and former Ba'athists.
Daniel Benjamin, a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. His latest book is The Next Attack. His co-author there is Stephen Simon. Daniel, thank you.
Thank you.